This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial writer Kim Roper is an English professor at Oakwood University. She's been on a real campaign to step out of her comfort zone and seems to be making it at top speed.
I've always wanted to be a dancer. It's a truth not many know about me. But the cosmos did not align in my favor for many things that I wanted as a little girl. Life happens. You grow up, you tuck away your childhood dreams and go on. I admired ballerinas from afar, attended Alvin Ailey performances, and with my daughter watched the Nutcracker with awe and wonder. Fortunately, when she expressed a desire to dance, I was able to enroll her in a little studio not far from our house, and I've watched as she's developed grace and poise in a very short time. When I registered her this summer, the studio owner reminded me again that they offer adult classes, and I told myself again that I'm too old for this now. My time has passed. It would be a stretch to take ballet at my age, literally. But then I thought, why not stretch? Stretching is good. Physically, stretching increases range of motion, prevents injury, improves balance. But psychologically, emotionally, professionally, stretching can be scary. Reaching for goals that are not just beyond my reach, but beyond my zip code? No. My courage is a bit atrophied from decades of settling for tasks that fall safely within the parameters of my pay grade. The thought of crawling out from under that safe yet confining space is frightening. When atrophied muscles begin to move, the result is resistance. When we wander into unknown territory, the initial move is hard. To stretch beyond the comfort zone is to pull away from the familiar and to risk pain. That's why it's easier to stay where I am, to stick to what's expected of me at my age, to settle rather than to stretch. But at the end of my life, will I be content to say, boy, it sure was fun to watch everyone else living their life? No. It's time I get in the game and do some living myself. The reality is, I have two choices. I can either get old or I can grow old. If I get old, I stay where I am, doing what's safe, completing tasks that I know I can do, never stretching myself to do any more or to try anything new. And every year I'll get older. Or I can step out of my comfort zone, break away from what's safe, challenge myself to tasks that seem too hard, stretch myself to do more than I think I'm capable of, and try new things that I never thought I could. Then every year maybe I'll grow older. I'll stretch, I'll change. Hopefully, I'll be stronger and better for the effort. Maybe I'll look again at ballet?
Kim Roper in the Sundial Writers' Corner today. In her free time, she writes on her blog, Books and Coffee, and enjoys her ballet classes that she and daughter Eden take together at Arabesque Dance Studio in Meridianville, Alabama.